Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good afternoon, and welcome to DSMA Live Rents, a discussion on parenting diabetes and sometimes how the two intersect. My name is Bennett Dunlap, and Lorraine Sisto is going to be joining us on and off on the phone. However, she had to go to a remote location, and sometimes there's a little interference, so when she jumps back on, we will let Lorraine say hello. Anyway, my name is Bennett Dunlap, and this is RENTS, which is a program of the Diabetes Community Advocacy Foundation, also known as DCAF, whose mission is to connect, support, empower, and educate people affected by diabetes. I'll let Lorraine introduce herself when she comes back, but today is episode number 73, and we have a special guest to talk about the Diabetes Unconference. And we'll close the show with a couple of bits that may or may not be related to diabetes. But before we get to that, oh, hi, Lorraine. Welcome back.
I'm back. Thank you. Thank you for introducing the show. I had a little technical difficulty there, but you're just going with flow. So
anyway, we do want to hear what you think. You can reach us on Twitter, on the blog post, Facebook, email, whatever. We have two small pieces of diabetes news today. Lorraine, you want to go first?
Sure. It was just announced today, I saw, that the Animas Vibe, which our listeners may be aware of, has been approved for pediatric approval. So that's news. Even though the Vibe isn't new, it's new to ages 2 to 17. And if you're not familiar with the Animas Vibe insulin pump, it combines the Dexcom G4 in the pump itself. So you've got one device instead of carrying two devices. There's still two insertions, one for the insulin, one for the CGM sensor, but you have the one thing that you get all your information and you do all your insulin controls from. So that's exciting news for our pediatric population.
And the other piece of news today relates to Mankind's Afrezza inhaled insulin. Sanofi, who is distributing it and marketing it for them, has chosen not to continue in that agreement. So that's bad news for folks that were fans of that very rapid-acting inhaled insulin. I'm sure you can find news online for that. There's also some news today about changes in management there, but that's rather technical and not all that relevant. So let's get right to the show. We want to welcome Christelle Marciano Prigliano, a dear friend of ours. She's been with us before, and we're happy to have us back. Thank you for joining us, Christelle.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you so much for offering this time.
So let's just jump right into it. We're going to talk about the Unconference and what distinguishes it from other diabetes conferences, but let's just get right to the UN part. Can you tell us about the Diabetes Unconference and UN?
Sure. The Unconference, I think, we're going to go ahead and jump right in, is different from any other type of conference that most individuals have attended. Unlike other conferences where people sit in seats and listen to experts and are quiet and maybe have 10 minutes or 5 minutes to ask questions to the expert at the front of the room, we don't do that. And we don't have a set agenda. I know this sounds crazy, but we want to make sure that the people who are attending get to sit down and talk with other individuals, a highly interactive conference, about the topics that they're interested in. So because this is a psychosocial conference, which means we focus on the day-to-day living with diabetes, which doesn't always, it's not about treatment plans. It's about how do you deal with depression and burnout? How do you deal with aging with diabetes or intimacy issues? It's important that we have an opportunity to talk about the things that we may not be able to talk about with our medical team because of just time, or because we can't talk about it online for, and you know, for privacy reasons. So we bring people together of anybody over the age of 21. So I was going to say all ages, but this is an adults-only conference. And it is for individuals with type 1 and type 2, because we believe at the end of the day, we all have the same goals, especially when it comes to the psychosocial aspect of living with diabetes. And that is to live as long as possible, as healthy as possible, and that doesn't make a difference which type you are. So we are bringing individuals together and making sure that they get their support needs met, because the Diabetes Collective, which runs the Diabetes on Conference, focuses on peer support. And who better to talk about these important issues than the people who are impacted by it?
So can you tell us a little bit about how you said there's no set agenda? So everybody shows up. How do you decide what's on the agenda? How do you know what you're going to talk about?
So what we do is our attendees, before we get to the unconference, we send out a, hey, what would you like to talk about email? And some of those are we ask, what's one thing that you've never been able to talk to somebody else about diabetes? Or what do you think that people should know about with diabetes? And so last year we got a lot of really great answers from our attendees. And we collect them all, and this year what we'll be doing is before the unconference starts, we'll be selecting, actually when I say we, all the attendees will be selecting the topics. So when we get there, we will know the topics that we're going to be talking about. But again, because we believe that everybody with diabetes and everybody impacted by diabetes is an expert, so that we take the knowledge that we have gained from our peers and are able to talk about those. So the agenda is set by the attendees and not by individuals who are running a conference like myself.
So what is the history of the Diabetes on Conference? How long has it been around, and how has it developed, particularly for plans this year in 2016, you know, what have you taken from the prior unconferences that works, or maybe feedback you've gotten for improvements that may result in changes for the upcoming unconference?
Oh, Lorraine, great question. The first thing is that the Diabetes Unconference came out of two things. One was that when I attended conferences, and a lot of research conferences are great, but some of the best things that I learned were in the hallways and sitting at the bar or over lunch with other people with diabetes. I have made some phenomenal changes to my daily diabetes management because of something that I heard from a peer rather than an expert. I mean, experts are great, and there's a reason for experts, but it was important for me to be able to share that information. And in 2014, there was an advocacy summit that I attended in which a brainstorming session happened, and a great question was asked. If you could do one thing in the diabetes community, what would it be? And out of that, I realized that what I wanted to do was to have a conference that is for individuals impacted by diabetes, by individuals impacted by diabetes, that focuses on just the day-to-day living and what's inside of our head, not so much our non-functioning pancreas. So that was the vision. And so I went home and talked with my amazing husband, who said, okay, do it, and then wrote a very large contract, signed a contract with the hotel in Las Vegas. And we chose Las Vegas because it is an adult destination rather than something that, you know, for to bring the family, because we wanted to make sure that we focused on the adults with diabetes. One of the things that came out of our unconference was that our attendees said, this is great, this has changed our lives, but we feel like we wish that we could have this for our spouses and our significant others and parents of kids with diabetes, because they need the same type of support, of peer support that we got over this weekend, and to have a safe, protected place to talk about the things that they can't even talk about with us. So we have added a separate track just for what we call them billets who love us. So the spouses, the significant others, the family members, the close friends who live with us and love us on a daily basis despite of our diabetes, and how the things that they need to talk about that they may not be able to talk about with us at all. Things like dealing with complications, because the conversations that we have with our spouses, they may need to talk about it with other spouses or parents. How do you deal with what happens as we age? Intimacy issues as well, coming from the caregiver perspective. Caregiver burnout, because I know and I see it, parents are shouldering the burden, especially when the children are much younger. And how do you make sure that your life is not all consumed? I know it's difficult because we can, as a person with diabetes, I can become all consumed if I let myself be that way. So this gives everybody who is impacted with diabetes a way to get peer support from the people that are living with this issue day to day.
So, Christelle, who should come? I mean, it sounds
anybody who's impacted by diabetes. We want to make sure that individuals know that if you are a mom or a dad with a kid with diabetes, we welcome you, because we've got the track set up for you and we've got great facilitators. So these are highly interactive sessions where people can share their experiences, their knowledge, and get support from the other individuals who are living this life. And the facilitators are individuals, for the caregiver ones, is Maura McCarthy Stanford. She is famous for her books, Raising Teens with Diabetes. We also have Mike Norton, who is the husband of Anna Norton, the CEO of Diabetes Sisters. And then as a special guest, we have Dr. Jill Weisberg-Benchel coming to also be a part of the caregiver, Those Who Love Us group. And obviously individuals with diabetes, doesn't matter, as long as you're 21 years or older, to come, both type 1 and type 2. And we've got a great mix of ages. Last year we had 21 all the way up to the age of 76. And we fully expect to have the full range. Doesn't matter if you're newly diagnosed or if you have a child who is newly diagnosed or whether you are somebody who's had diabetes for over 50 years. Last year we had three individuals who were Joslin medalists, which means they have had diabetes for over 50 years. And I know that some of them are coming back this year.
So I know last year, and in full disclosure, I participated last year. So one of the things that was a little different about this process is there was sort of radio silence or web silence during the events. And can you explain why that is and how people participating felt about that?
So one of the very important aspects of this particular conference is that we want to make sure that people feel safe and respected and welcomed and valued. It is very hard to feel like you can bare your soul and tell your deepest, darkest secrets if you've got a camera jammed in your face because somebody wants to post you on Facebook, or as you are pouring your heart out to have somebody tweet this information. Not only is it a violation of privacy because you're sharing your story, it's not their story, but as well, we want to make sure that people feel comfortable doing this, knowing that they have somebody's full attention. So we asked for what we call a social media blackout. That means no laptop, no texting, no cameras, while we're in sessions. And what that does is that it allows people to, and it's very easy to do, and I'm guilty of this as well. Somebody's talking, and then you look down at your phone. Oh, you've got a message. Oh, something popped up on Facebook. Oh, look at that Instagram. And you're not focusing on the important, most important thing that's happening in the room is that somebody is sharing their heart and their soul and their struggle. So when we first initiated the social media blackout, we had a few individuals who thought, no, you can't do this. We want to share the information that we've learned. Well, you can still share the information that you learned by sharing your experience on social media after you attend, rather than having it as it happened. Once upon a time when we went to conferences, nobody got any idea of what happened at a conference until afterwards. It's the same sort of thing. But we also request that if somebody wants to share a particular story that he or she heard, that they ask permission to share it and that they protect the individual's anonymity if they choose to do that afterwards.
Is there an exception to the blackout rule for those who are caregivers who might be using Share to communicate with their diabetic loved one to help them through that?
That's a really great question. So the social media blackout, when we say please don't bring your cell phones in, what we mean is please don't tweet out information about the conversations that are happening or texting that information. Now, one of the things that we said is that if you do receive a call or you do receive a text, all we ask is that you get up and you step out of the room to either answer that phone call or to text somebody back. Because we want to make sure that space that you're in having these conversations is sacred and safe. So understanding that we've got individuals who are watching, you know, one or two or even three people on Share because they're following and Dexcom stuff. And if people need to take action on it, all you need to do is step up and walk outside.
Well, I love the idea of having that safe, secluded environment, and I'm also comforted to know that access is still available to our diabetic loved ones.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, isn't the whole point there is that this is your daily life with diabetes, and you need to make sure that you're taking care of the people you love the most while you're taking care of yourself as well. So we try to incorporate all of that. And then we do have a lot of other things that one of the things that we've done this year for expanding in 2016 is our unconference happens in Las Vegas, and that is going to be officially March 11th, 12th, and 13th. But we've added a third day fun day. A lot of our alumni are coming back to kind of rekindle friendships and see each other in person. We'll be doing some fun things like going to the Bellagio. You can choose to go to Bellagio. You can choose to go go-kart racing and then have an informal dinner on Thursday. And then Friday, we are having what we call the pre-unconference sessions. And so while we say that we're unlike traditional conferences, we are having some sort of traditional style sessions that are open to the public. So even if you're not attending the Diabetes on Conference, if you happen to be in the Las Vegas area or feel like you want to drive from California or Arizona or Utah for the day, you still can. And we have Dr. Steve Ponder. So he's going to be coming in and doing his sugar surfing workshop in the morning. We're really excited about that. And then we are also going to be having an advocacy session with the Diabetes Patient Advocacy Coalition. We'll also have the T1D in pregnancy that is being done by GLU. Anna Florine will be doing that. We'll be doing some tactical solutions with diabetes and a session called How Not to Lose Your Mind with Diabetes, as well as ending the day with a presentation on the islet, which is the bionic pancreas out of Boston University. So, and then we start in with our attendee-only fun meet and greet. And then all the sessions will happen on Saturday night. Dexcom is one of our diamond sponsors, and so they're doing a fun Saturday night event with us. And there will be pictures so that, and they will be posted, I'm sure, on Facebook and all over so that people can see what kind of fun we're having. Sunday is another, you know, half day of the private sessions. And then we'll be ending at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon so that people can head home. The other fun thing that we have done is that we recognize that individuals may not be able to travel to Las Vegas, especially if they're East Coast. So we have added an East Coast conference, and that'll happen in September. So that'll be September 9th to the 11th, and that is going to be in Atlantic City. So we're trying to make it easy. And obviously, you know, I'm already thinking 2017 and beyond, so we're trying to make it convenient for individuals if they can't attend one that they can attend somewhere else.
So for something
cool.
that's called an
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, for something that's called an unconference, and I totally understand the fear of that. My goodness, it sounds like so much work has been put into planning this. It's very exciting. Lots of great content. So kudos. You keep saying we. Who is behind this? Who's doing all this legwork?
So I have an amazing team of facilitators. And my facilitators are individuals who are well-known in the diabetes community, and those who may not be well-known but who should be. So this year our facilitation team is I actually am kind of less facilitating and more just kind of behind the scenes this year. We've got, full disclosure, Bennett is going to be one of our facilitators. We have Kate Cornell, who writes Kate's Sweet Success. She is a type 2 advocate, and she's wonderful. We're very excited to have her join us this year. We also have Dr. Nicole Borellos, who is sort of a wunderkind and a very good friend of mine. She is a clinical psychologist as well as an MPH and a CDE, because apparently she has nothing else to do, which is a complete lie because she also has a four-year-old. Then we also have Stephen Schall, who writes happy-medium.net. And Steve is also a type 1, and he is going to bring his – I love how calm he is and yet how passionate he is about the psychosocial aspects of living with diabetes. And then, but who am I missing? Because I – oh, and Anna Norton, who is the CEO of Diabetes Sisters. So that's our type 1 team. And as I mentioned before, we've got our caregiver team, the type 1 and type 2 team, I'm sorry, facilitators. And then our alumni from last March is going to be helping. So it does take a village to do a lot of this stuff. And so I'm thrilled that people are so on board with this idea and want to help to make it happen.
Yeah, it's amazing. Sounds amazing. And congratulations to you for pulling this off. Go ahead, Bennett.
Thank you.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to get a little bit of an acquaintance with Kate, she was on one of our episodes not too long ago. You can look it up in our archives. And I'm frantically sitting here going, we should talk to the rest of these people about being on Rents too, or certainly mm-hmm. some of them. Wonderful, wonderful people. We're pretty much up against our new and improved, quicker, shorter timeline. Is there anything that we did not ask you that you think you want to share, not the least of which is where people can go to get more information?
So we have an early registration, early bird registration that will end on January 15th, so not too long from now. They can go to www.diabetesunconference.com, and you can register there. You can get more information. And then, obviously, if you need some information that wasn't located there, please feel free to contact us. You can do it at my email address is Christel, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L, at thediabetescollective.org. That's the easiest way to get in touch with me. And I'm more than happy to share that. Again, the date for the Las Vegas conference is March 11th, which is a Friday, 12th and 13th, which is a Sunday. But come in earlier, stay a little bit later. We're going to be having it at the Flamingo Las Vegas, which is a great hotel on the Strip. We've got really great rates for staying at the hotel. So, and then you can learn more about our upcoming Atlantic City Unconference in September on the website.
So the early bird registration date that you mentioned is for Las mm-hmm. Vegas only?
Yes.
Okay.
We're still on early bird for September. We're
right,
on
right,
very
okay.
early bird for September, yes.
So, folks, mark your calendars if you want to come join us in Las Vegas, because I will be there. I can say us. Do so quickly and get the better rate. Keep your calendars open for September. Thank you very much, Christel. Lorraine, is there anything?
Thank you, guys. That was great. So informative. I've seen the Diabetes Unconference online. Information about it. It was really great for you to spend this time with us and give us a little bit more insight. And I definitely encourage people to check out the website. I was looking at it, and it's very informative, user-friendly, and pretty snazzy, actually. So,
yep. Thank you very much. Whole point is that we focus on no judgment, just support.
Great, great message. I love the focus.
So thank
before
you so
we
much.
Close out, before we close out entirely, just want to mention that in our first week of February, Rents, DSMA Live Rents, is going to be taking part in Diabetes Podcast Week. It's the first year that there's been a Diabetes Podcast Week, and it's the first week in February. Lots of podcasters will have their show as normal, and we'll raise some awareness for the Spare a Rose campaign. We'll link more information on diabetescaf.org. And if you're not familiar, the Spare a Rose campaign benefits the IDF Life for a Child campaign, which brings medical supplies, specifically insulin, to children in need. And now we'll quickly do our new tradition of our two bits. Bennett, you want to kick us off there?
Sure. My bit is very bittersweet for me. I heard that David Bowie passed away today. I'm a big fan of his music, and I've been playing it all day long and trying to be positive about all the joy his music has brought me and all the memories it brings back.
Yeah, that was sad to hear. It doesn't segue very well into my bit, but I'll go anyway. My bit is after the holiday break, we had a lot of family time and played a lot of games, and we got a new game. It's called the 5-Second Rule, and I first saw it from an Ellen Tube video, and it was just so hilarious. I didn't know that we could mimic the fun that Ellen was having with her guests. But I got the game anyway, not expensive, and it's been such a riot. We've played it. It's probably the game that we've played more often than not, and it's super with a big group of people. And the premise is very simple. You've got a deck of cards, and it's got a topic or a category, and you have 5 seconds to name three things in that category. So, for example, Bennett, name three brands of insulin pumps. Go.
A Vibe, Cosmo, and a Medtronic.
Well, that was amazing. Those answers are totally acceptable. I'm not sure I wasn't exactly timing, but I think that might have been a little bit over 5 seconds. So some are really simple.
Like brutal.
Name three colors, and some are really hard, like name three TV sitcom spinoffs. And that one definitely stumped me. I went back to, like, Joni Loves Chachi kind of thing. But it's a lot of fun. So if you haven't seen it, it's called the 5-Second Rule. And if you haven't seen Ellen's video on it, that's just hilarious to watch. It's a ton of fun. All right, so that's our two bits. We thank you all for listening in. We still would really love to hear your feedback. So if you want to comment on iTunes or at Facebook,
or at diabetescaf.org, where we post our summaries for the show, or even at Blog Talk Radio. We really would love to hear from you. We would appreciate your feedback. We will be back again in 2 weeks. Actually, Bennett, you're going to be traveling, I think. Is that right?
I think that is correct.
Yeah, so I will be back, and stay tuned. There'll be more information about that show. It may have a very special surprise for that one. Again, thanks for joining us. We hope you have a great week, great time till we meet again. We thank you for listening in, and have a great day.